Comedy Forecast, episode 233, Curiosity. Hi, I'm Clinton, and this is my show. It used to be 4 minutes long, but that was some time ago. I think that's all you need to know. Let's go! Oh, hi, folks. Welcome to the Comedy Forecast Studios, located here in the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers. Danny Hillcrest...
Hi! Danny Hillcrest here!
Yeah, is going to be using the studio to record something with a client. So I was just about to switch the feed up to Derek's apartment, where he and Rory are about to record their latest show. At least I think it's a show. Why don't you have a listen?
Okay, guys, it's all yours. Oh, and a little note. Please, this time, try to stay on topic.
Hi, I'm Derek.
And I'm Rory.
Well... Curiosity is going to Mars.
Yeah. And Multiplicity is going everywhere at once. Pachoo, 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 pachoo. Math is fun. Kids stay in school, even at night and on weekends.
Rory, Curiosity is the name of the latest Mars rover.
Woof.
Curiosity launched on November 26th, 2011, and it's scheduled to land on Mars... in August of 2012.
Wow. No, they should really hold off until the end of September. Yeah, hotel rates drop through the floor at the end of the Martian tourist season, and you can usually get some great deals on unsold Face on Mars memorabilia.
You don't actually believe in that Face on Mars theory, do you?
Well, heck, I'm willing to believe any weird theory.
Really?
Well, yeah, as long as there's good empirical research to back it up, and it's undergone massive peer review under the boardwalk science! You were saying?
I was saying Curiosity is going to Mars.
So you were, brother. So you were.
The Curiosity rover is also known as the Mars Science Laboratory.
That is lame.
Really? Because I think it's quite accurate.
Yeah, right. Maybe that cuts it with your old-timey friends. But these days, you have to sell it social. Give it buzz. Make it into an infographic and hit someone with a patent lawsuit just because you can.
All right, then. What should they have called it?
Maybe something Sputniky fresh, like Mars RC Grandmaster Space Buggy Slim featuring full-on real science Sagan style with a lab coat, yo.
Would yo actually be part of the name?
Maybe. Dog.
Although Curiosity can't specifically look for life on Mars.
Yeah, an excellent BBC series. ABC, not so much. Zap!
It can look for the ingredients of life, such as organic compounds, the carbon-based building blocks of biology. Rory... aren't you going to make some sort of comment about building blocks?
Nope. I got nothing.
Okay. The rover can analyze...
Nope. Still nothing.
Who could that be?
Hi-ho! It's Dick Bando, and this is the Comedy Forecast Studio. Hang on! That rhymes! Dick Bando has done it again! 10th time today! Brilliant!
Well, actually, this...
And you are obviously Danny Hillcrest.
No, I'm Derek.
And I'm Rory. Whoa, deja vu. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Dick Bando is never wrong. Doesn't happen. No, never. You are Danny Hillcrest.
Error. Norman Coordinate. Recalculating.
The Comedy Forecast Studio is down on the 4th floor observation deck.
There you have it. This is not the Comedy Forecast Studio, and you are obviously not Danny Hillcrest. Dick Bando is sorry.
No problem.
No. You misunderstand Dick Bando. Dick Bando is sorry that you are imprisoned in this obvious refuge for unshaven flower children who have run out of VW microbuses within which to homestead.
Woodstock!
Dick Bando will now proceed to the 4th floor. Good day, and glad to have met me. Dick Bando.
I think we can edit that out.
But I get the feeling that we won't bother.
Now, where were we?
Just this side of the asteroid belt. The solar system's most fashionable accessory.
Rory, you're not taking this seriously.
We'll see. That's your problem. No fun. People are bored with space.
But space is fascinating.
Hey, you know that? I know that. Space knows that. But for the average Joe, there's nothing inherently fascinating about a mindless, inky black void. Well, except for an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians' hairstyles.
Is there anything we can do to change that?
Look, let's be honest, right? Unless space can help someone attack their political opponents, solve the international debt crisis, or get Community 6 scenes in a movie, I don't think anyone's going to care. People just don't ask the big questions anymore. It's like you said, brother, curiosity is going to Mars.
I hope it has better luck there than it's had here lately.
By the way, Dick Bando could not help but notice that you missed the obvious retort. Building blocks of life sounds more like a short stack of pancakes. Syrup, game, set, match. Word to the wise, always bet on Bando. Good day, and glad to have met me again, Dick Bando.
I don't like him.
If you want to get in touch with us, just send an email to comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com, or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. Keep up with all the latest news by joining the Comedy Forecast Facebook fan page at facebook.com/comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4. And follow Comedy Forecast on Twitter, all one word, you get the idea. And be sure to subscribe to the show so you automatically get all the episodes. It's easy, because Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
If you like the show, give us a great review, and we'll give you a shout-out.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.